Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
I'm sure many of us are familiar with the daunting prospect of stepping onto the scales after what you would call a, quote, bad week. But what should we do when it turns out we're slightly on the heavier side of, well, where we'd like to be? There's always the age-old method of eat less and move more. Unfortunately, though, that is generally easier said than done. Today, we're talking about a more unorthodox method, losing weight using hypnotherapy. Heather from Harrogate Hypnotherapy, talk about why diets aren't necessarily the way forward.
Well, often they do work in the short term. If someone set themselves a goal and has a chosen diet that they think you can follow, and so in the short term they can achieve their goal, but once the goal has been reached, they often put weight back on, and often more than they've taken off in the first place, because diets often focus on eliminating certain food groups, or and actually dieting focuses you back on food all the time, so you're thinking about what you're eating and not eating. So it makes it, once you reach your goal, you still have this constant thought about food, and you're likely to put weight back on.
Gaining weight can happen for a huge variety of reasons, and most of us associate the word diet with weight loss and not therefore getting to eat what we really love. John from Harrogate Hypnotherapy explains how losing weight by hypnotherapy is different.
So what we're looking at really is weight loss and changing people's attitudes towards food and towards eating in order to get that weight loss. But the attitude change needs to come first. So we worked to the NHS guidelines of healthy, sustainable weight loss of about 1 to 2 pounds a week. And the magic question to consider when asking people about weight loss is, are you always hungry when you eat? And if you're not hungry when you're eating, then you are eating for a reason other than just giving your body fuel. And we wouldn't dream of going to the garage and filling our car full of petrol and then continuing to fill it until it overflows onto the petrol station forecourt. But that's what we do when we eat for any other reason except fueling our body.
So people are eating for reasons other than being hungry. What are those reasons? Why would they go to the food?
It may simply be boredom. Mm. You know, people do eat for reasons because they've got nothing to do, and so they just pop in to the kitchen and get some biscuits or a bun and a cup of tea just to pass the time. But other than that, it may be people are suffering from stress or anxiety, and eating self-soothes, makes them feel better. It affects those pleasure centres in the brain and helps people feel better.
So a lot of people will, if you're bored, you'll just automatically grab something to eat. If you're stressed, you might grab something to eat, and you won't think twice about doing it. But if you question yourself every time you are eating and say, why am I actually eating this? Am I truly hungry? Do I really need something to eat? It might be a drink you need, okay? And the signals that our body receives for thirst and hunger are very similar. So sometimes people get the two confused, and they'll go and get something to eat when really what they need is something to drink.
Okay, I've heard that. If you are trying to manage your weight, when you feel like you should be eating or want to eat something, have a big glass of water, wait 20 minutes, then see if you still want to eat. Because as you've just said, they're very similar sensations without us knowing it.
Exactly. I'll ask you a question, Chris. When is lunchtime?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's about 1:05 when I come off air normally, but yeah.
Yeah. So most people will commonly say that lunchtime is between 12 and 2 o'clock. Yeah. Why that is for cultural and social reasons. We've come to accept that a meal happens around about that time.
So you've got a couple of big ways in which you can help people. Recognising the signs and recognising that emotional eating is a call from... This is all very deep, isn't it? From a part of ourselves that doesn't want to feel a certain way. Can you expand on that?
Well, yeah. It all goes back to this idea that we self-soothe. So let's take an example, give an example of somebody who might be in a relationship that isn't particularly going too well. What they want is a successful relationship. They might want affection, they might want something else from their partner, okay? Recognising the signs of that, recognising what you want, it all goes back down to being mindful about what you eat and why you are eating. What your body is telling you is that you have a need. You have a need for comfort, you have a need to stop being bored, you have a need to have a break. But we suppress that signal, we ignore that call from our body, and we go and do something else instead. And that might be any sort of behaviour, but comfort eating is a very common behaviour.
So, big question with you guys, how can hypnotherapy help?
We'd get people to keep a food diary for a while, and then we'd go through the food diary with them and mm-hmm. make some healthy eating suggestions. Not diets, we don't deliver diet plans, yep. but just simple things like eating, you know, good quality protein, good carbs, you know, good fats, and only eating when you're hungry, those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But in the hypnotherapy itself, we use suggestions for breaking the habits behind bad eating habits, building, you know, new habits and self-esteem and good feelings around that. If it's something more complex, you've got some issue that's bothering you or you're stressed or you're anxious, we would work on resolving those problems first so that then getting into healthy eating habits is a lot easier because you don't have the need then for the comfort eating.
If you would like to find out more about Harrogate Hypnotherapy to see what Heather and John could do for you, have a look online at harrogatehypnotherapy.co.uk.
Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.